Las mañanas son más productivas con Richard Vaughan.
You're listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Welcome back. Okay, let's do some serious work, okay?
Right.
And let's stop asking silly questions and answering silly questions. Start doing. We're going to work on the past conditional.
All right.
Which means, I came to Spain because I wanted to learn Spanish. If you
hadn't wanted to learn Spanish, you wouldn't have come to Spain.
Spanish.
If you hadn't wanted to learn Spanish.
No, Spanish, no. Spanish. Spanish.
If you hadn't wanted to learn Spanish, you wouldn't have come to Spain.
Right. You know, the sentence was perfect, but you said Spanish, which that doesn't. Do you say, I'm Spanish? Probably people will understand. Probably. Yesterday on the radio, I was talking about the word ruins, las ruinas romanas. We said Roman ruins. Roman ruins. And now if you say Roman ruins, people will not understand you. And you can even take the person to the Roman Forum in the city of Rome and say, look, the Roman ruins. And they'll say, sorry? They will not understand that you're referring to ruins. Ruins. Como si R-U-E-N, acentuando la E-N, acentuando la U. Ruins. And if you don't say it that way, people don't understand it. It's strange about English. Strange about these things. Like the story I always tell about I Envie You. Do you remember that story?
Yes.
I Envie You. This was a falso directo de televisión. Falso directo means if you make a mistake, you have to stop and go back and start again from the beginning. But fortunately, this was in minute number 3 or 4. We started filming it in Popular TV many years ago. And the other person said, Richard, I Envie You. I said, excuse me? I said, I Envie You. I thought he was saying, I invite you or something, you know, te invito, caque. And I, you know, usually I can get by, but I had no idea what he was saying to me. And finally I turned to the camera, I said, cut. And I said, macho, ¿qué me estás diciendo? ¿Que te envidio?
Envy.
I envy you. Envy. I had no way. I could not understand that. And, you know, I'm an English teacher. I've heard mistakes right and left. But that, when you make a mistake on stress, te lo estás buscando. ¿Cómo se dice?
You're looking for it.
Nope. You're asking for it.
You're asking for it.
Te lo estás buscando. Eh? That means problema seguro. You're asking for it. Yeah. If you stress wrong, yogurt.
Yeah.
Forget it. Yogurt. They had no idea what she was talking about in an American supermarket. She was looking for yogurt. Entendían? Well, she said yogurt, como José Gurt. Yogurt, you understand? Yogurt. yogurt. Yeah, yogurt. It's a Y, the letter Y. Yogurt, of course, yogurt. Yeah, funny things like that. But the funniest was the famous story of plastic glasses. Mm. A group of Spanish engineers in Moline, Illinois. I mean, they were in Illinois, along the Mississippi River. And they had a party. They were going to organize a party for their American friends because they were coming back to Spain after 1 month. And so they went to the supermarket to get things for the party, and they wanted vasos de plástico. And they couldn't find them. And they asked one of the people working in the supermarket, said, do you have plastic glasses? And the man said, no, we don't. He said, yes. I mean, of course, supermarkets have vasos de plástico, plastic glasses. And the man said, no, we don't have plastic glasses. Of course, he was saying gafas de plástico. Oh. You know? Or vasos that are made of hard plastic. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yes.
And that are transparent. It looks like a glass. That, yes. And finally, the engineers found it. And they went back and said, yes, plastic glass. Oh, those are plastic cups.
Plastic cups.
Plastic cups. Pues que no caemos. We've never heard the word plastic glasses. I mean, he was thinking maybe plastic glasses with a nose, you know, something funny. You see? All right. So, I came to Spain because I wanted to learn Spanish.
If you hadn't wanted to learn Spanish, you would...
Spanish.
If you hadn't wanted to learn Spanish, you wouldn't have come to Spain.
You wouldn't?
Have come to Spain.
All right, come to Spain. No, we too. You wouldn't have come to Spain? No, come to Spain. All right. He died because he had a heart attack.
If he hadn't had a heart attack, he wouldn't have died.
Termina la palabra última.
Died.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Good.
He wouldn't have died. Yes.
Sí. Yeah, no habría morir
o no, no habría muerto.
Morido.
Morido.
I had a student once. I had a student many, many years ago. He said, what's the difference between died and dead? Died and dead. And I said, well, dead is muerto and died is morido. He said, ya está. He understood perfectly. He said, now I understand.
Okay.
He understood that one is an adjective and the other is a participle. It's like impreso y imprimido. Mm-hmm. You know, people say, impreso, as, you know. Lo imprimido, por lo tanto, está impreso, right?
Mm-hmm.
But many people say, lo impreso. You know, have you ever heard that?
A lot.
Yes.
All right. But in any case, the clock stopped because the electricity went out.
If the electricity hadn't gone out. If the electricity hadn't gone out, the clock wouldn't have stopped.
Yes. Yes. The clock wouldn't have stopped. If the electricity hadn't gone out, the minister arrived late because there was a traffic jam.
If there hadn't been a traffic jam, the minister wouldn't have been late.
Okay. Or wouldn't have arrived late.
Okay.
Number same. His speech was bad because he was nervous.
If he hadn't been nervous, his speech wouldn't have been bad.
Yes. Adam ate the apple because Eve persuaded him to eat it.
If Eve hadn't persuaded him to eat the apple, no.
Okay. Eve ate the apple. Adam ate the apple because Eve persuaded him to eat it.
If Eve hadn't persuaded him.
Persuaded him. Aspiralache.
Persuaded him. To eat the apple? No.
Mm-hmm.
Adam?
No, he.
Or he wouldn't have eaten it.
All right.
Sorry.
I like your fluency.
No. It's the worst. But
all right. If Eve hadn't persuaded Adam to eat the apple, he wouldn't have eaten it. Repeat.
Woof. If Eve hadn't persuaded him... Persuaded Adam to eat the apple, he...
Wouldn't have
eaten it.
Yeah. She said, hey, darling, look at this delicious apple. My God, I've already taken a bite. Come on. And it's the most delicious apple I've ever eaten in my life. And he said, well, we're not supposed to eat that apple. It's against the rules. All right. And we're still paying the consequences
today.
Yes.
All right. So God created Eve because Adam was lonely.
If Adam hadn't been lonely, God wouldn't have created Eve.
You know, that's true, because it says in the Bible, I think it says in Genesis, God saw that Adam was lonely. And so he created Eve. But what did he expect? You know? Only men? All right. So he created Eve, because he thought that Adam was lonely. If Adam hadn't been lonely, said, hey, God, no, don't worry. I'm okay. I don't need, besides, I like my ribs. He says, I'm okay. You know, don't, please, my God. But it's too late. God created woman. And we're paying the consequences since then, right? All right. El Cid defeated the Moors because he was a strong leader.
If El Cid hadn't been a strong leader, he wouldn't have defeated the Moors.
Yeah. Strong. If he hadn't been a strong leader, he wouldn't have defeated the Moors. Frank Sinatra became famous because he was a good singer.
If he hadn't been a good singer, Frank Sinatra wouldn't have become famous.
All right. If he hadn't been a good singer, he wouldn't have become famous. Cervantes became famous because he wrote Don Quixote.
If he hadn't written...
Written.
If he hadn't written Don Quixote... He wouldn't have become famous.
Yes, if he hadn't written Don Quixote, he wouldn't have become, repeat, if he hadn't.
If he hadn't written Don Quixote, he wouldn't have become famous.
That's right. If he hadn't written Don Quixote, he wouldn't have become famous. He ran into a tree. He ran into a tree because he fell asleep at the wheel.
If he hadn't fallen asleep at the
wheel. Because he fell asleep.
If he hadn't fallen asleep at the wheel. If he hadn't fallen asleep at the wheel, he wouldn't have run into a tree.
He wouldn't have run into a tree. Yeah, ask him if he died in the accident.
Did he die in the accident?
No, he didn't. Ask him if he was injured.
Was he injured?
No, he wasn't really. Ask me why he wasn't injured if he ran into a tree.
Why wasn't he injured if he ran into a tree?
Because it was a young baby tree. They had just planted it the day before. So, you know, they went to the nursery. How do you say nursery in Spanish?
No,
jardín de infancia.
In this case, no. A nursery means vivero.
Oh.
Okay.
Fine.
To go to a nursery to buy a tree.
Yeah.
And they planted it in a car. Ran into the tree. So he wasn't hurt. But he had fallen asleep at the wheel. Tell Mercedes, ask me if that's a true story.
Ask him if that's a true story.
Is that a true story?
Well, what do you think? Ask Pablo if he thinks I'm making it up.
Do you think that he's making it up?
Absolutely.
How can I make up such absurd stories?
Because you do that all the time.
On the spot. How do you say in el acto?
On the spot.
Yeah, to make up a silly story on the spot. All right. Mi mujer puede ser muy mandona a veces.
My wife can be very bossy.
At times.
At times.
Yes. Ask her if she's bossy with the kids.
Are you bossy with the kids?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Ask her if she's bossy with me.
Are you bossy with
me? No, ask me if she's bossy with me.
Is she bossy with you?
No, she's not, because I'm not a little kid. If I were a little kid, bueno, si yo fuera un niño pequeño, sería mandona conmigo. O estaría mandona conmigo. ¿Estar o ser?
Sería.
If you
were a little kid, she would be bossy with you.
Probably, yeah. Ask her if she used to be bossy with her children.
Did you used to be bossy with your children?
Yes, I did.
Ask her if she's still bossy with her children.
Are you still bossy with your children?
No, not anymore.
Ask her if she's bossy with her husband.
Are you bossy with your husband?
You should ask him, but I think so.
Yeah. Ask her how long they've been married.
How long have you been married?
Married.
How long have you been married?
Tiene que oírse más, por
lo Married. Sea.
Es que es un problema. ¿Desde hace cuánto tiempo eres tu María? How long have you been married? You understand?
Yeah.
Unless it's very, very... How long have you been married? Married. Hay que oírse. You understand? It's not solo tiene que ver tu oso, pero parecerlo. You understand? La mujer de César. I mean, you not only have to say it, but I have to hear it. It doesn't count if she... No, I said it. That doesn't count. Ask her how long they've been married.
How long have you been married?
I've been...
We've
been married for 35 years.
Wow. Ask her if they still get along.
Do you still get along?
Yes, we do.
All right. Ask her if they still take trips together.
Do you still take trips together?
Yes, of course.
All right. Ask her if her husband is a good driver.
Is your husband a good driver?
He's the best.
Ask her if he drives most of the time.
Does he drive most of the time?
Yes.
He does.
He does.
Ask her if she enjoys driving.
Do you enjoy driving?
Yes, I do too.
All right. Ask her if they're planning to go anywhere in August.
Are you planning to go anywhere in August?
No, not this year.
Ask her if they're going to stay in Colmenar the whole summer.
Are you going to stay in Colmenar the whole summer?
Yes, we do because...
Repeat the question.
Are you to stay in Colmenar the whole summer?
Yes, we are. We have an important event.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My son is getting married.
Oh, ask her how old her son is.
How old is your son?
He's 31.
Ask her how old her future daughter-in-law is.
How old is your future daughter-in-law?
She's 30.
She's 30. Ask her if she likes her daughter-in-law.
Do you like your daughter-in-law?
Yes, I do.
Ask her if she's a good cook.
Is she a good cook?
She.
You don't know.
I suppose so, yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
ask Mercedes if she's a good cook.
Are you a good cook?
Not really.
When I cook, everything is fine, but...
You're not the best in the world.
No.
All right.
No. It's not my cup of tea.
It's not my cup of tea. Yeah. That's a very standard...
Well, it's not my...
Expression, British expression. It's not my cup of tea.
It's not my...
I'm not the best in the world.
I'm not the best in the world. No.
Tu no eres qué?
The best in the world.
All right. Entendido the vest. Vest como
chaleco.
Yo soy el chaleco del mundo. All right. You're not the best in the world.
No.
Okay. El nivel de vida en mi país es muy alto.
The standard of living in my country is very high.
Good. Repeat.
The standard of living in
No hagas tanta pausa.
The standard of living in my country is very high.
It's not difficult, right? It's a standard of living. It's difficult to say. The standard of living in my country is very high. Tengo amplia experiencia en la enseñanza.
I have amplia.
Broad.
I have broad experience in teaching.
In teaching. Debido a circunstancias imprevistas.
Due to unforeseen circumstances.
Good, repeat.
Due to unforeseen circumstances.
Okay. Due to unforeseen circumstances, nos hemos visto obligados a cancelar el espectáculo.
We've been forced to call off the show.
All right. Or to cancel the show. We've been forced. We are forced. Sí. Nos vemos obligados. We're forced to call off the show. Yes. Te daré un toque mañana por la mañana.
I'll give you a ring tomorrow morning.
All right. No seas tan descuidado.
Don't be so careless.
Don't be so careless. Fue un trabajo que me supuso un reto.
It was a challenge.
Challenging?
It was a challenging job.
Yes, because in Spanish you don't say fue un trabajo retante. I mean, it's correct, okay. But people don't say that. Desafiante, desafiador, retador. You know, what do you say?
Fue un reto.
Mm-hmm. When I say que supuso un reto para mí. Mm-hmm. It was a challenging job.
It was a challenging job.
Ask her if her job is challenging.
Is your job challenging?
Sometimes.
Dealing with little kids?
Yeah.
All right.
Dealing with everybody around.
Ask her if she gets along with the headmaster or headmistress or headmaster?
Mistress.
Ask her if she gets along with the headmistress.
Do you get along with the headmistress?
Yes, I do.
Ask her if many of the teachers listen to this show.
Do many of the teachers listen to this show?
I don't know.
Ask her if she tells everybody that she comes here.
Do you tell everybody that you come here?
No, I don't.
All right.
Ask her. My immediate...
My closest friends.
Yeah, no. The person who organizes the school. Jefe de estudios, how do you say?
I don't know. I don't know. head of the department, the
I don't know.
Jefe de todos los estudios.
No, the
academic manager, academic director.
Academic.
Your department head.
No, not my department. It's a primary, the person who organizes all the timetables and
is okay, the office manager, the school manager.
School manager.
Something like that.
Because I was.
But you don't. I was. Is he your boss?
She's
above
immediately
me.
Above me.
Yeah. Okay, in the school hierarchy.
Yes.
All right. All right. Ask her how long she's been working at that particular school.
How long have you been working at that particular school?
I've been working there for 31 years.
Mm. Really? Ask her if she still remembers her first day of class.
Do you still remember your first day of class?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, ask her if she was terrified.
Were you terrified?
Yes, I was.
Repeat, please.
Were you terrified?
You have trouble finishing the words that end in D in such a way that a native can hear it. I understood terrify. You didn't say, you said terrified so softly that I couldn't hear it. Terrified. Claro, es un sonido de D o T. The British have a tendency to finish with a T sound. But the Americans with a D. Madrid. 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 Madrid.
Madrid.
Yeah. I mean, and so we have to hear it. Married. I got married in Madrid. I got married in, claro, es fácil así. Married in Madrid. Yes, ask me if I got married in Madrid.
Did you get married in Madrid?
Did you
get married in Madrid?
Madrid. Yes, Madrid. Yes, I got married in Madrid. Ask me if I got married in a big church.
Did you get married in a big church?
No, I didn't. I got married in a very small, very insignificant church, which is my preference. All right. And ask me where I went on my honeymoon.
Where did you go in your honeymoon? Where did you go on your honeymoon?
Don't you remember?
No.
Do you remember?
I didn't.
Does she want to know?
She wants to know where you went on your honeymoon.
I went to Madeira. Mm. Ask me if I saw Cristiano Ronaldo. Ask me if I saw Cristiano Ronaldo while I was there.
Did you see Cristiano Ronaldo while you were there?
While you were there?
While you were there.
All right. It was before he was born.
Yeah.
How old is Ronaldo? He's about 33, 34?
Yes.
35.
Yeah, 35, I think.
All right. Well, I've been married for more than 35 years, so he was still an idea in the mind of his parents. Yes. But I didn't, we didn't spend time. We went to Funchal one day. We were in Machico, which is a small town, maybe 30 minutes from Funchal. Yeah. And so, ask me how long we were there.
How long were you there?
Just for a week. Ask me why we took only a week.
Why did you take only a week?
I was busy. I had to work. Yeah. So we came right back after a week. Ask me if we had a good time.
Did you have a good time?
Did you have a good time? Yes, we did. We had a good time. Hmm. All right. Fue un trabajo que me suponía un reto.
It was a challenging job.
A challenging job. Repeat.
It was a challenging job.
Un chuleta de
job.
Cerdo.
Sorry.
Retard.
It was a challenging job.
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 Job. It was a challenging job. Él siempre está de mal humor.
He's always in a bad mood.
He's on a bad mood. Si asistes bien a clase, a la larga aprenderás mucho.
If you regularly go...
if you go to class. If you attend class.
If you attend class regularly.
Regularly.
You'll learn a lot in...
Right. Eventually.
Eventually you'll learn a lot.
All right. Yes, me voy de esta empresa para siempre.
I'm leaving this company for good.
Yes, I'm leaving. Ask me if I'm leaving this company for good.
Are you leaving this company for good?
Not yet. Not yet. Ella es una mujer con encanto.
She's an...
And no.
She's a... I was going to say charmed.
No.
I don't know.
Charming.
Ah, she's a charming woman.
She's a charming woman. Es una chica muy risueña, ella.
She's a cheerful girl.
She's a cheerful girl. Hace un poco de frío hoy.
It's a little bit chilly today.
It's a little bit chilly today. Además de estos problemas, hay otros también, ¿eh?
In addition to these problems, there are others, too.
He's memorized these silly sentences, you know?
Yeah, but...
In addition to, which is what it says. I mean, you can also say besides. You see, besides these problems, there are others, too. Ask me what the difference is.
What's the difference?
Very little. Besides could be lateral. In addition is additional, too. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see, además de estos problemas, hay otros también. In addition, es que estás sumando. When you say in addition to. Besides, no estás sumando. Es simple, bueno, aquí hay uno, sí, aquí mira, besides mira, otro, aquí al lado hay otros. Mm-hmm. But you're not adding them up. But really, it doesn't matter. So you can use both. I'm hearing music coming on. That's una indirecta. That means I have to shut up. Okay. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Contact us now for a free level test and get started on your trimestrales right away. Your English adventure awaits. Trimestrales de Vaughan.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo, horario de mañana o tarde, prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Haz una pausa y disfruta mejorando, aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
El Club Atlético de Madrid, junto con Vaughan, ha creado un campamento de verano donde tus hijos disfrutarán jugando al fútbol mientras aprenden inglés. Dirigido a niños y niñas de entre 8 y 15 años, en grupos de aproximadamente 10 niños por monitor. Fechas, tienes para elegir, del 18 al 24 de julio o del 25 al 31 de julio, como prefieras. Los entrenamientos tendrán lugar en las modernas instalaciones del Centro Deportivo Wanda Alcalá de Henares, sede de la Academia del Atlético de Madrid. Y el alojamiento será en habitaciones individuales con baño privado en el Colegio Mayor Aquinas, en la ciudad universitaria de Madrid. Ven a aprender inglés con el campeón de liga, el Atlético de Madrid, y el campeón del inglés, Vaughan. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Inglés y fútbol, con Vaughan y el Atleti.
You're listening. listening to Richard Vaughan Live.
Hello and welcome back. All right, so we've been learning a lot of things today. Now, Pablo, ask him what his son's name is.
What's your son's name?
Diego.
Diego, ask him how old he is.
How old is he?
How old is he? No.
No.
The intonation is not right. How old is he?
How old is he?
Good. What's your son's name, Diego? How old is he?
He's 22.
Ask him if he's still in school.
Is he still in school?
Well, he's in college.
Well, it's the same thing.
What?
A school, okay. Yeah, school is generic. Then you specify. He's in college.
Yes.
Ask him what he's studying.
What is he studying?
Repeat.
What is he studying?
No. Studying has three syllables.
What is he studying?
Studying. All right.
He's studying physiotherapy.
Ah, physical therapy. Really? Yes. Ask him if he wants to become a physical therapist.
Does he want to become a physical therapist? Therapist?
Yes, he does.
All right. Ask him if that's a lucrative profession.
Is that a lucrative profession?
I don't know. I think so.
All right. Ask him if he wants to get a medical degree.
Does he want to get a medical degree?
No. Physical therapy is different from, it's a totally different degree from medicine. It belongs to the same area,
mm-hmm.
but has very little to do.
I think there is a specialization within medicine that goes in that direction, but I don't know what it's called. Because I remember in one hospital or one clinic here, the man who is the chief of all the physical, of the department, it's a hospital devoted to traumatología. And so he's a MD, and he's the head of the physical therapy department, let's say.
Uh-huh.
He's an MD. MD means medical doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He's an MD. So I don't know. I don't really know. But ask him if Diego's a good student.
Is Diego a good student?
Yes.
Repeat, please.
Is Diego a good student?
Yes, very good.
All right. Ask him when he's going to finish his degree.
When is he going to finish his degree?
I think he has 1 year left.
Ask him where he's doing it.
Where is he doing it?
In Aravaca, in La Salle.
Ask him, does he live with you? Does he live in your house with you?
Yes.
Ask him how long it takes him to go to Aravaca.
How long does it take him to go to Aravaca?
An hour and a half.
Ask him how he goes.
How does he go?
Public transport.
By train and then and train.
Train, yes. Train and then a bus. Or a 15-minute walk. Depends.
It depends. My God. Ask him why he chose... ask him if there's any other place to study physical therapy.
Isn't there any other place closer to your house to study physiotherapy?
Physical.
Physical therapy.
Yes, but the university system in Spain is what we have. I mean, when you do what they call the EBAU...
Yeah, the selectivity. Yeah.
If they ask you for 12.5 points over 14,
mm-hmm.
you don't usually get the note that
the
you
grade.
Need.
Okay, when they request 12.5 out of 14, not over 14.
Okay,
the grade. Okay,
you can't sign up for that specialty, so you have to go private. And the only place he could find was that.
So, you have to get a really high grade to study physical therapy.
Well, 4 years, nowadays,
now?
I don't know.
Now I don't know.
Now I don't know. Four years ago, it was...
In high demand.
Incredibly. And there are a lot of people demanding that specialty.
I don't know why.
I don't know.
I don't know why. To spend time touching people. Well, not touching. I mean, you're just, you know, massaging people, basically. I don't see the attractiveness of that. At that time, you know, it's, I always say the same about dentists. You know, to spend 6 to 7 hours a day looking in people's mouths. I mean, you need to think about these things before you do. You don't see anything romantic about it. Of course, you're helping people.
Yes.
You see, I mean, they can say the same thing, correcting irregular verbs and people is, you know.
What?
7 or 8 hours a day.
Well, I can tell you that he has just started practicing.
Okay.
1 week.
Okay.
And he's thrilled to bits. He's delighted.
We don't say thrilled to bits. He's really, he's thrilled. He's thrilled.
Oh, he's thrilled.
To bits? Está bien? He's thrilled to bits?
I think that's British English.
It could be. It could be. Pablo knows more English than I do.
I don't.
No, he told
I'd
me
love
once.
To, but I don't.
Some Irish expression I'd never heard. I said, no, that's impossible. And Fitz walks in and says, oh, yeah, we say that.
Learn it off by what? Heart. To learn it off by heart.
To learn it off.
Off by heart.
To learn off. Never heard it in my life. And I mean, somebody says.
And then Fitz walked down the corridor and you called him into. Yes, of course. And a bunch of flowers also.
That, yes.
A bunch of flowers.
But we usually say a bouquet. Se pone un ramo de flores, right?
Yes.
A bouquet, bouquet, bouquet. A bouquet of flowers. Okay. We say a bouquet of flowers, but a bunch. We say a bunch of bananas. And we say a bunch of people. We say a lot of people say a bunch. In fact, I remember the teacher got angry with, not with me, but with when we were in primary school, maybe 7 years old. The teacher says, bunches are only for bananas. Un racimo o algo así de plátanos. Yeah, so, but because it's very common in the United States. There was a bunch of people at the party. Un racimo de gente. A bunch of people. We use it all the time. All the time. We still do. I have a bunch of problems. Yeah. A bunch of problems. I mean, you can, a bunch of anything. A bunch of problems. Un montón. Just a lot of problems. So Diego is his name, right? Okay. Ask him what time Diego gets back home from Aravaca.
What time does Diego go back
get
home?
Back.
Get back home from Aravaca?
It depends on the day. Because for this year, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, he came back around 7:30
p.m. Last week, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, okay, last week. Okay.
And on Wednesdays, he was home at...
On Wednesdays.
On Wednesdays.
Are you speaking in the present or in the past tense?
In the past. On Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays, when? Last year?
No, last... He's been in practice for a week.
So there's only been one Tuesday?
No, until last week, he didn't see... He was in normal class. He
all
attended
right.
Class.
Okay.
But the timetable was different. He only had class 3 days a week. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays.
All right.
On Tuesdays and Thursdays, he left home at 6:30 in the morning and was back at 7:30.
And got back, mejor.
In the evening. And got back at 7:30 in the evening.
So he spends 3 hours a day in public transport.
Yes.
Ask him what he does while he's on the train.
What does he do while he's on the train?
He takes advantage of the time. He's he's working on his computer or revising notes.
Revising notes, no. Reviewing notes.
Reviewing.
Ask me what revise means.
What does revise mean?
Change. To revise means modificar.
False change.
To revise. Doesn't it have a particular meaning about studying?
Well, revising your notes, revision.
If you revise, you don't study?
No, you change. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You change. To revise. Dirá revisar también.
Don't you revise for an exam?
To revise. No. Corregir, ¿ves? Corregir. Yeah. Actualizar. Pero no es repasar. Bueno, en UK. Okay, in the United Kingdom, they say to revise for an exam. I've never heard it in my life. As I said, Pablo knows more about British English than I do. But if you say, I'm going to revise your report. If I give you a report, because I want you to check it, look it over, and you say, I'm going to revise it. Well, don't revise it unless you see something. If you see a mistake, you know, or check it or something, but... That a revision means un cambio, a revision. And it's used in manufacturing. I may remember in one company, they said, hemos publicado una nueva revisión. It means a new change. Ya no se va a usar el tornillo X, pero el tornillo Y. You know, we've changed, or the washer, la arandela diferente, a different type of washer or something. It's called these revisions. That's how they said it, revision. So it's a false friend, really.
Mm-hmm.
Corrección, dice aquí. Dice revisión, corrección. But, for example, the author did not approve of the proofreader's text revisions. El autor no aprobó las revisiones. ¿Se dice eso? ¿O los cambios?
Las correcciones.
Las correcciones. Entonces, so revision is correction. In the definition, revision. An act of revising. You said... A ver lo que dice el diccionario. Revisión, el acto de revisar. Come on, give me something better than that. So you have to put up revise. So you have to go directly to revise. All right, to change or alter. ¿Ves? Cambiar o alterar. Especially thinking about something. It's okay. To change or alter something written, to make corrections, to improve. You see? So, that British expression for revising for an exam must be a very specific thing, with a specific meaning in that specific way. Otherwise, outside of that, be careful with it. Because there can be a misunderstanding. You said, no, what? You're going to revise it? No. Just look it over and mark things that you think maybe need to be revised. Review it.
Review.
Well, review. Well, you say look it over.
Mm-hmm.
Look it over, or go over it. Although go over it is more thorough. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
To go over something is line by line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with a fine-tooth comb, right?
No, I don't get it.
What's a fine-tooth comb?
A fine-tooth comb. Revisar con lupa.
No, un peine. Combs.
Un peine de diente fino. Fine,
yes.
A fine-tooth comb.
Tooth comb.
Okay.
Comb. Yeah.
Sí,
con lupa.
Revisar
con lupa. But we say, well, you do say, vamos a peinar la zona.
Yes.
Buscando. You say that, right?
Yes.
All right. We're going to comb the area. We say that.
Yes.
The same in English. We say we're going to comb the area.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to comb the beach. If a beach is very crowded, to comb the beach looking for somebody, you know. With a fine to look it over, to go over it with a fine-tooth comb. So the diente fino. Because, you know, a comb, many combs have two different sections. One part thick, they're not fine. The other part is a fine-tooth comb. Ask me if I use a comb every day.
Do you use a comb every day?
Yes, I do. Ask her if she combs her hair or brushes her hair.
Do you comb your hair or brushes?
I brush
your hair.
Brush
your hair.
I brush my head. My hair.
Your hair.
My hair, no, my head.
Yes. Es que decís mucho cabeza. Me lavo la cabeza.
Yes.
Mm. In English, no. No te lavas la cabeza. Te lavas el pelo.
El pelo. Well, as well.
Yes. Well, you know, I was questioning about 2 months ago on this radio show. I was questioning the shampoos. Because if you look at the back of the shampoo at the instructions, it always says, you know, apply the shampoo to your hair. It said, rinse, and then repeat. Yeah, it always says repeat. And of course, I never do. Because I think it's, you know, I need to buy double the amount of shampoo if I repeat the operation. You understand?
Yes.
And so finally, I went into internet to say, why do they say to repeat the process with more shampoo? And it said because the first shampooing is to eliminate the dirt. And so the second shampooing is more effective because you've eliminated the dirt. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But you know, but you can eliminate the dirt with soap. You know, you just take a bar of soap, mm-hmm. and you can, and then put the shampoo. But ask him if he repeats the operation every time.
Do you repeat the operation every time?
Never.
Never?
Never. I always do it once.
Yeah, and do you?
No, I repeat it.
You repeat.
Of
so
course.
You spend double on
double,
shampoo than
yes.
I do.
I never do that.
You never do that. And you see, he's going to live a long life without needing. Yes. It's a way of selling more shampoo, right?
Maybe. I must admit I haven't ever read the back of the shampoo bottle.
Okay.
Never.
Well, then, why not?
Me neither.
You should read the instructions, right?
Okay, you should read the instructions for everything, but I don't read the instructions for the...
Do the pilots read the instructions for taking off? Do pilots read the instructions for taking off?
They'd better do.
They'd better.
They'd better.
No, they'd better do it. Okay, they'd better do. They'd better. But sometimes they don't finish the checklist.
It's dangerous.
Ask him if he watches those programs. What are they called?
Air crash investigation.
Ask if he watches air crash investigation.
Do you watch aircraft's investigation?
Yeah.
Air crash
investigation?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Ask him if the programs are well made.
Are the programs well made?
They are almost perfect. But I strongly disagree on the translations into Spanish. I see them in English.
I watch them, mejor.
I watch them in English. And sometimes I watch them in Spanish as well.
All right.
And the language is too technical.
And in Spanish?
In English.
No, and the language is very technical. No, dices tú. The language is too technical. If you say tú, it's an opinion. You understand? Entonces, estás opinando. El lenguaje es demasiado técnico. No debería ser tanto. Do you understand? Si tú dices tú, es una opinión.
Okay. The language in that case is very technical.
Very technical. Do you understand the difference here?
Yes.
Que conste que es muy técnica, técnico el lenguaje. Pero si dices it's too technical, you're giving your opinion. So don't use too or too much or too many because it's opinion. Very is a fact. In your opinion, of course, it's a fact that the language is very technical. So.
And the translation into Spanish is poor.
Really? Well, that's...
For example, clear to take off.
Clear for takeoff. Or clear to take off.
Sorry.
Both, I think both are correct.
We use clear to land.
Okay, clear to land.
Clear to land.
Well, for example, clear to takeoff means autorizado para despegar.
Correct.
Okay, clear for takeoff is autorizado para el despegue. You see? Okay. Both are correct.
They're interchangeable.
Yeah.
All right. The translation into Spanish sería despejado. Or what they say is despejado para aterrizar. We never say that. Never. Ever.
What do you say? Autorizado?
Autorizado.
All right.
Autorizado. And mistakes like those are one every minute.
Yeah. And it's irritating.
Yes, yes. In fact, I've written them, but... I've written to them, but yeah. They haven't paid me any attention.
They didn't pay any attention to me.
They didn't pay any attention to me.
Okay. I've written to them. It's correct to say, escríbeme, write me. Pero en este caso no suena bien. I've written them. I've written to them. But they've never answered me. So they've never gotten back to you.
Never.
Who? To the television? No, television.
National Geographic.
National Geographic. Okay. Well, that's a common... Everything you see that is dubbed into Spanish has this problem. I mean, you don't realize it. When you're watching a television series in Spanish, you're assuming that's what they're saying, and sometimes it's not.
It isn't.
And so, you know, it doesn't matter. You still enjoy the program. You know, you spend 6 years watching Breaking Bad, you know, in Spanish, and you never know. But you still enjoy it. It makes the same impact. And that's a problem with how do they say in Italian, traduttore traitore or something like that? Say traduttor traidor is what they say in Italian. I can't remember.
Uh-huh.
Traditore, tradu, I don't know how to say traditore. I don't remember how it goes in Italian. Okay. Translator. Traitor. In Italian. See if I can find it. All right. Yes, I can't find it. Traduttore, traditore. That's it. Traduttore, traditore. All right. Traduttore, traidor. All right. That's not totally true, but you will find some. It's very exasperating when you see important mistakes. Now, despejado para aterrizar does not an important mistake. You understand it.
Yes.
But it's not to what you say.
When we use the word despejado, we usually are speaking about the weather.
Correct.
You don't have any clouds in front of you. You can see the terrain.
Yeah.
You can see the runway. It's...
Yeah.
Cleared means
cleared
direct
for landing.
Authorization.
Yeah. Cleared for landing.
Controller.
Those are very good programs, eh?
The programs are excellent.
I mean, they must be very expensive to produce.
Probably.
I mean, they have actors who do a very good job usually. And then, of course, everything around it. It's a lot of, it's been very well researched. Mm-hmm. It's probably one of my favorite shows. Women don't understand that. They say, why do you like watching these plane crashes? Mm-hmm. It's like a suspense story. It's a mystery as they try to find out what really happened. You know, sometimes
is it based in real cases?
Based on
real cases?
All of them.
Always.
Those are true?
All of them. Always.
Yeah, they are. They're based on eyewitness accounts and on the investigation performed by the different experts and their teams and things. The black boxes.
Yeah.
And everything. Often they can't find the black. They don't have the black boxes or it's broken. And so they have to figure out, you know, what happened. They've made about 10 temporadas, 10
more.
Seasons.
More.
Or more.
More. Maybe 17, 18, even 18.
Seasons.
I've seen them all.
Seasons.
I've seen them all.
I haven't.
But I don't follow them. It's just by accident I turned.
Oh.
And they're very good. But women usually don't like them.
No.
I mean, it's typical of the engineering a bit of this. But I enjoy it a lot. I enjoy. Okay. Are you ready? Él siempre está de buen humor cuando me ve.
He's always in a good mood when he sees me.
When he sees me. Estoy preocupado por las ventas.
I'm worried about the sales.
I'm worried about the sales or concerned. Yeah, estoy confiado en el futuro.
I trust the future.
No.
Oh.
No.
I'm confident.
I'm confident in the future.
Oh.
Ask me what I trust the future means.
What does I trust the future mean?
Que el futuro no me va a robar. You understand?
No.
Me fío del futuro.
Ah. Oh.
No me va... Engañar.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes.
I trust. I trust a person means that person's not going to try to take advantage of me or steal from me anything. I trust that person. Mm. I'm confident that person means I have confidence in that person's abilities to do something. I'm confident in the future.
I'm confident in the future.
All right. We've covered it all. We've covered everything. Voy a la clínica un día sí, otro no.
I go to the clinic every other day.
All right. I go to the clinic every other day. Ask you what I'm going to do after this program.
What are you going to do after this program?
Have a coffee. All right. And ask you what I'm going to do at 12 o'clock.
What are you going to do at 10 o'clock?
At 12 o'clock.
Sorry.
No, we have a connection with Ricky Rubio.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Ask me if I know Ricky Rubio personally.
Do you know Ricky Rubio personally?
Not yet. I suppose today I will, most likely. I'm not sure.
Is it going to be live?
I think it's in real time. Well, the thing is, at 12 o'clock here, he's in Minnesota, right? Or in Wisconsin.
Minnesota, I think.
He's with the Minnesota Timberwolves.
I don't know.
Timberwolves.
Yeah, he's with the Timberwolves. So that's 7 hours. So 12 o'clock here would be, my God.
1 o'clock in the morning.
No, it would be 5 o'clock.
No.
5 o'clock in the morning.
5 o'clock in the morning.
So I imagine it'll be with representatives. Ask me why he is involved with us.
Why is he involved with you?
We have a book coming out called Speak Basketball.
Same as Speak Football.
Spang the same as Speak Football.
Oh.
An excellent photograph of him. Yeah, it's really, really good. And so let me see if I can find it. Speak Basketball. And maybe we can find a picture. Here it is.
Yeah.
So we're talking perhaps with him today at 12 o'clock. Then I have a business lunch. I have a busy day today. Too many things.
What?
With the pandemic, I've gotten used to taking it easy.
Yes.
All right. But I'll be back another day. I'll be back later this evening for the extra hour and tomorrow. Thank you very much, Mercedes and
Juan
Pablo. It's been a pleasure.
Take care. My pleasure, too.
All right. Nacho.
El Club Atlético de Madrid, junto con Vaughan, ha creado un campamento de verano donde tus hijos disfrutarán jugando al fútbol mientras aprenden inglés. Dirigido a niños y niñas de entre 8 y 15 años. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com. Inglés y fútbol. Con Vaughan y el Atleti.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan, desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los tres planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.